Greetings, everyone. This is Dean Martineau, and this is Sound Computing article number 10 in our first series of Sound Computing articles, and it's also being shared with the folks who listen to Blind Cool Tech over at www.blindcooltech.com. And I hope that Larry decides that it's worth sharing, because it's a really interesting tidbit of information that I'm going to share with you about Gotta Be. What? You hadn't heard of Gotta Be before? Well, that's because it's pretty new. In fact, it's still in beta. Obviously, I hope that a lot of you Blind Cool Tech listeners will decide to subscribe to Sound Computing. For $9, you get 50 articles of this sort, more or less weekly, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. A different model for paying for these things. And I hope that you find this article worthwhile, and maybe you'll decide you want to subscribe to Sound Computing, or maybe you won't. Also, I'm assuming that most of you know about Top Tech Tidbits for Thursday. That's the free weekly newsletter on adaptive technology events. If you don't know about either one of these things and want to find out, head on over to top.enterprises, that's topdotenterprises.com. Now on to Gotta Be. Chris Perillo is a well-known figure in the online world. He's done lots of things. He's been very involved in podcasting. He's quite an innovator. And he's now come up with something that I think just might catch on, unless the big guys really don't want it to, but I think it might catch on anyway. He's come up with a search tool that uses RSS. And you don't have to understand a lot of the technical basis of this to benefit from it, because as you will see, I don't. But it's a cool thing. It's primarily designed for folks who use cell phones and portable devices that have limited keyboards on the internet. And so it's obviously going to be very helpful for folks who use the Braille Note or the PacMate or a cell phone with speech on the internet, but it's just as usable for folks who have desktops and are doing searches, and I think you all ought to know about it. The idea is, what you do, in a nutshell, you can go to Gotta Be, that's gada.be, you haven't ever seen a URL like that one before. You can go there and you can enter a search in the search box, but that's not its primary purpose. The primary purpose of this thing is that you make up a URL that contains your search tool, your search term or terms. And once you do that, you send that URL off to the browser, and it takes it a little while depending on the search, because it's having to go out and crawl all over the net to conduct the search. So it isn't maybe quite as instantaneous as searching from Google might be, but it's pretty fast, and you then receive a page that contains a number of things. It contains the links to the search results, and it contains links to RSS feeds using your search for each of the search engines that have been searched. So you could then add that to an RSS aggregator and have that search. And it also is easy to develop an OPML file of the results of this search, so that you can add that to your RSS aggregator as well. JAWS and WindowEyes, JAWS 6.2 and WindowEyes 5 that I'm currently using, you can see I haven't been in any hurry to upgrade these things, work substantially the same with the program, with a couple of differences. In fact, we're using JAWS right now, and we'll do a little demonstration. You have to be in Internet Explorer. It doesn't seem to work to use the run dialog to do this. It's not a URL that the run dialog recognizes as a URL, but from Internet Explorer, let's say, or of course obviously you make whatever modifications you need to make in your portable device, use either Control-O or Control-L to open up a URL, or Alt-D in the address bar, and type in a search. You don't have to put in HTTP or www or anything. You just put in a search. So I'm here on the web right now, and I'm going to use Control-O, because that's kind of what I'm in the habit of using to open web pages.
Control-O, open dot.
And I'm going to do a search for raw food recipes. Raw foods is becoming a more and more popular way of eating, considered healthy by many anyway. So I'm going to look for raw food recipes. Let me tell you about the syntax here. If you just want to search for one term, you just put that term before your gotta.be. If you want to search for multiple terms, here's how you do it. If you put a period between the terms, they come out like a phrase. If you put a dash between the terms, then they're separate terms. So I'm going to look for raw food recipes. If I were doing this in Google, I'd probably would put quotes around raw food so that it definitely comes out as a phrase, and then the word recipes, and Google would handle that this way. Here, I'm going to compose my URL this way. I'll put raw.food.
RAW food.
The problem that we're getting is JAWS is doing the autocomplete because I've already done this search, so we're getting some extraneous background noise. So raw food. Now I want recipes not to be part of that, or recipe not to be part of that phrase. So I type a dash.
R-E-C-I-E-S.
Oops, I don't want the S actually. Okay, I've got my search phrase typed in. It remains only to put in the .gada.b. Gada B is GADA.BE. It's designed to be easy to do on a cell phone. Think about it. If you know your letters on the phone keypad, Gada.B, it's 4232.23. So your search URL will end this way. So I'm going to type this with the unfortunate background noise from autocomplete in the background here.
Period GADA.DAAB period BEE.
Okay, there we go. So the trick is, again, you type your search term or terms, and then you end them with .gada.be, and you hit enter.
Enter. My take on portable devices for the blind.
And we have a little extraneous speech from where we were on the page. Takes this thing a minute to generate the page, because it's going out.
10 headings and 82 links, one box.
I'll stop that right now. So, what we have, let's go to the top of the page.
Raw food recipe got there.
I have my punctuation turned off so you don't hear any dots here.
Blank. Heading level 1 visited link raw food recipe.
So this is the page we're on now.
Link graphic gotta be.
There's a link to the page itself, the gotta be main page.
Search box.
And here is where you could, if you wanted to come on here and type a search string, you could do it, although I wouldn't recommend that. That's the primary benefit of this thing.
Edit. Combo box default 2 of 13.
Now here, and this is interesting, this has actually changed. Here we have, you can choose the category that you want the results to come out in. Default is number 2 in the list. All is actually number 1, and there are a bunch of different other categories. Geeky, social, shopping, several other ones. You can check the combo box out. There's a way, which isn't very well documented, to limit your search using these terms as well.
Go button. Blank. Collapse button.
Now here we have, this is all happening before the results. Here we have some buttons, which I don't think are really any big help for us adaptive technology users. The collapse button doesn't really do much. It seems to collapse the display down to the categories, so that then there's the combo box that says there are 13 categories, which is interesting because not too long ago it said there were 14. This thing is obviously in a bit of flux. Says then that they're in, say, there might be 8 categories, or however many there actually are of your results that are located. And the categories, that means the different sites that the search is conducted on. So you can use the collapse button if you want to. And then what happens is you have buttons to display to switch you from one search source to another. But there's no real advantage in using them. If you do use them, WindowEyes pops you out of MSAA mode and makes better use of the button in the sense that they really do what they're supposed to do. JAWS does the same thing if you choose to exit MSAA mode using Insert Z yourself. But really, by navigating with headings, you're much better off than you would be by using those buttons. So the collapse button is the only one there right now. If you choose that one, it then is replaced by an expand button and two other unlabeled buttons with both screen readers, which take you to the next and previous result, but you have to be out of MSAA mode in order to do this. So there's little advantage in using those buttons. WindowEyes will then, and JAWS might, depending on how you have your system set up, display a couple of inline frames of Google Ad results. I don't use WindowEyes as much as I use JAWS. My perusal of the WindowEyes documentation for the web didn't suggest that the program offers a way to hide inline frames. JAWS does, hence I don't see those, and we're not going to see them on this page. Inline frames tend to be most often used for ads, although every once in a while you'll have a site that actually uses them for something important. So on sites like that, it's important to be able to show them. So with JAWS, I tend to simply personalize those pages so that I see the inline frames. Once we get past these buttons here, and if you use the heading commands for your screen reader, you won't ever see them, which is what I would recommend that you do. You then start getting into the results.
Button unavailable 114. Button. Blank. Heading level 2 link find articles. Raw food recipe gotta be button.
Now here we start out, and I think the reason we're starting with this particular result is because I've been messing around with this page. The first search source is find articles. And you'll notice that that heading is accompanied by a link. If you hit enter on that, you would get an RSS, a page with the RSS feed for the search that you've conducted on the find articles source. And JAWS identifies this as a button, WindowEyes identifies it as a link, but really they're pretty much the same thing in terms of functionality here. Although JAWS, you're able to get around from one of these to another using the B command from button to button, but since they're all headings, you can just use the heading commands to navigate them anyway. The deal is, for this service to work, the search engine has to provide its output in RSS. Google doesn't. In fact, the only part of Google that this thing searches, therefore, is Google Blogs, because that does output its output in RSS. Yahoo does. So let's just have a look at what we found here. We had this find article. Let's hit it, go down to the next heading.
Link Google News, raw food recipe gotta be.
Now, Google News, of course, does make RSS feeds available, so you can get news feeds this way.
Link Seek It All, raw food recipe gotta be. Link MSN, raw food recipe gotta be. Link Amazon, raw food recipe gotta be. Link Ice Rocket, raw food recipe gotta be. Link Yahoo News, raw food recipe gotta be. Link Google Blogs, raw food recipe gotta be.
Actually, MSN is the one search tool that that does output in RSS. The other ones, you have Google News and Yahoo News. Chris claims that he's pretty convinced he's going to find and be able to entice other search engines to make their output available as RSS, therefore making it available to this service. So it's going to be interesting to follow the development of this thing. I suspect that the development of this is going to happen pretty rapidly because it's a really interesting idea. That's really about all there is to it. As I say, you can search here, but I don't think you'd want to. Now, let's say you want to generate an OPML file of your search so that you could put that entire thing in your RSS reader, and you can tell that my knowledge of OPML isn't all that great. All you do is do what we did before. Type your search string in either one term or multiple terms, depending on how you're going to do it. If it's one phrase, put periods between the words. If it's multiple terms that aren't a phrase, put dashes between the words. Before the .gata.b, put a slash. And put slash, well, only one slash, slash OPML. Then .gata.b. The results will be an OPML file of the result page that we have here. I think this could speed up and facilitate access to the web for users of mobile phones, users of portable devices, and being as how there are always lots of different ways of doing lots of different things, I suspect that some people who are used to using Google are going to find that they like this thing. Now, I haven't compared the results between this and Google. Right now, I would say the results are simpler to access because you can easily use the heading commands in the browser to skip to the sites you want, to the source you want, to browse through, and then you can simply, generally I would say, arrow down through the resulting links, or tab through them for that matter, and hit enter, and you bring up the stories, or sites, or books, or whatever it happens to be, depending on the source that's being sought. But altogether, a very interesting innovation. One of my hopes here, they're talking about that they're going to add the ability to create personal accounts. I plan to send a little friendly note to Chris, who I have met before to some degree, and just to say that I really hope that when they do that, if they're going to use visual verification, that they build in from the ground an easy and equal method for blind folks to gain access to set up an account, rather than having to either not be able to do it at all or having to wait hours or days for some other mechanism that doesn't tend to work as well. Anyway, have fun with this. I think it's a neat thing. GADA.BE, but again, put your search string first, and go for it. This is the end of the article, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.